frustrated.
No, I got this. This is The Weekly Show, episode 28 to be exact, on Thursday, October 18th. I saw the date under the...
Yeah, it is Thursday.
Right, but I never saw us put the date in the doc. It just threw me off.
I did that last week. I don't remember if we used
it, though. We should start documenting.
Well, when people wake up and they get their fresh dose of Miss the Bus, and then it's just like,
yeah,
today, Thursday, October, you know, whoever reads it, doesn't matter.
Exactly. But hey, so we're Miss the Bus. If you like what we do, you can find us on all of our social medias, which is like Miss the Bus Pod on Facebook, Miss the Bus on Twitter, and Miss the Bus Pod on Instagram. And then please subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, and not Spotify. And then we're moving on. So yeah, we have not a whole lot of super exciting news, but we got a whole shit ton of funny news, at least.
Things happened this week.
Things
different happened. Things.
The world continued to move on.
It turned a little bit more.
Yeah, just that it's slow, no new non-newsworthy pace,
right,
of the world.
Exactly.
The
so Earth. Before we get into that, I'll introduce all of us. I'm Bailey, of course, and with me we have Matt and Tyler, and then also Nick.
I'm back.
All right, Nick's back,
everybody.
So Nick's gonna join us.
Nick
Bustani,
you might know him from the hit review Venom.
Oh yeah,
Venom smashing.
Venom. Go check out our Venom review. Shout out.
Yeah.
To a review
to Eminem.
Of a movie that came
he
out.
He sang it on top of the Empire State Building.
He recorded that here, I heard.
What? Wait.
The Empire State
they moved
here?
The Empire State Building here.
I was like, okay.
You know, the New Orleans
no, they're
Empire.
Saying, I saw something the other day, and it was like Eminem performed Venom on top of the Empire State Building, and I was like, that's.
I guess there's a big audience kinda of people
hype,
that
right?
like it because after football's done for the day on Sundays, they play that song too.
I mean, it's probably highlights. It's the radio hit off Kamikaze, you know? Shout out.
The hit.
The one hit.
I didn't listen to that album, but isn't it like the worst song on that album?
It's one of the worst.
Wow.
I mean, in my humble
opinion.
I was going to use a word that insulted
abode.
Me. In my
abode, isn't that your humble abode? Is your house?
I don't know where Tyler is.
What is it? What is it when you're like when you have a snobby opinion,
pretentious?
In my pretentious opinion,
okay,
yeah. Like it's the worst.
That
but.
Fits. That fits better than abode did.
Yeah.
An abode is like where you like sleep and get your fuck on. You know?
Yeah, yeah. We're in an abode.
Well,
yeah. You put someone in there and you're like, hey, welcome.
You know, is that what you say?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
That's what you say to them.
Okay, oh, so man. Anyway, we can move on to some more stupid stuff. So, I don't know, Nick, do you want to read the something stupid story? I don't think you're ready to read the something
no,
stupid
I'm
story, so
I'm
going to go ahead.
Please take that from me.
I look over at Nick, and I see him take one try, I'm like, trying to hit it, and he's just like, nope, that's
well,
not opening up on my
mind. My laptop's also
squirrel.
Not working.
Oh, so. I know something about that emotional support squirrel. Yeah.
Apparently, so yeah, that's the thing. I didn't, all I read was the headline.
Is
but
this a fucking link? It doesn't
No,
open
that's the thing.
You
can't, you got to copy and paste it and then put it in
Who
the
put
URL.
This here?
I think Mary did. Because oh, she was like supposed to, poor Mary had to stay late at work. She was supposed to read our something stupid story. But apparently there was a lady and a support squirrel that got kicked off of an airplane.
Exactly.
I pulled it up.
So this is a woman that has a pet squirrel that helps her, like
yeah.
a dog.
Yeah. But
yeah,
it's an emotional support
it's
squirrel.
It's a woman with an emotional support squirrel, and she was removed from the plane.
I mean, they have emotional support everything now, like goats, mini horses,
how does
cats.
How does a squirrel help a human?
Well, let's find out, because it
Do
says...
they pick them up by the hair and like, just fly with them?
That would help me.
Hide nuts in their hoodie.
According
yeah.
to
Squirrels don't
San
fly.
Marcos record... Squirrel? SanMarcosRecord.com. Police at a Florida airport removed a passenger who refused to get off a Cleveland-bound flight after she was forced carrying an emotional support squirrel. Passengers had already boarded Frontier Airlines Flight 1612 at Orlando International Airport on Tuesday night when they were told there was a situation and everyone needed to get off the plane, according to a passenger, Brandon Nixon. I was about to say who shall not be named, but... They named you, dude.
You're out there.
Everyone was a little panicked. You expect the worst when they say something like that. A lot of people were asking questions. People wanted to know what was going on. As he exited the plane, Nixon said he asked the flight attendant if he had any other information. All she said was a squirrel.
Wait, so they asked if she had any other information, and she goes, a squirrel?
Yeah, all she said was a squirrel.
Because of what she had, you know?
It's kind of ridiculous. They made everyone else get off the plane just so they could get the girl with the squirrel off. They made everyone off get off first.
The girl with
hey
the
guys,
squirrel.
You get off. Girl right. with the squirrel, get
you can,
off.
You can
that
wait.
Seems like a spin-off movie to like Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, but instead
fifth
it's
movie.
Like
fifth, third movie, fifth book.
Don't even fucking
unfinished book.
Don't
yeah.
open up that train of confusion.
Oh man. Okay. So I don't know. Do you need an emotional pet squirrel? Because I don't know what that
I guess I haven't emotionally felt.
Can you train a squirrel to be
squirrel?
Like non, like,
right, I mean, it's a rodent.
Yeah, like a little yeah. less squirrely. Like when I was pulling into my mom's driveway earlier, like there was a squirrel just running, and like I was just like thought about it because like the squirrel was just like doing crazy like jumps and shit, and I was like, the squirrels really are just kind of like
maybe
they do their own thing.
Maybe it's
and they're just like fuck
type.
It, you know. You can't really.
I think it depends. My friend actually, when I was younger, had a pet squirrel, but that didn't end well.
Mine did too. I feel like I don't remember exactly what happened, but I feel like his little brother opened the cage at one point and it like attacked him, and then they like put it down.
Oh yeah, see,
yeah. Those things carry diseases. No. That's not good to get attacked.
Well, yeah,
by.
My friends like I think this is sad, but my friends it suffocated in their laundry basket. Like,
Jesus.
One day. So it didn't really end well for the squirrel.
That is awful.
Right? It's really sad.
Maybe this person had a different kind of squirrel.
Are there different kinds?
Yeah.
I mean, they have like flying squirrels and all that.
They do.
They,
I mean,
but
I don't
the
know
thing
how
is,
much else besides squirrels besides
why can't this person have just gotten a dog? I don't understand what the difference a squirrel would be
everybody's
emotionally
got a different,
supporting
you know,
wise.
There's two dogs aren't good enough. I gotta be at the airport. I gotta stand out. I need a squirrel.
My whole life,
right?
I've wanted a chinchilla. That'd be the only rodent I'd ever get because they're fucking cool.
I can't picture what a chinchilla is right now.
I'll.
It's a Knuckles. Knuckles is a chinchilla.
Oh. I thought he was like an N.
Oh, they don't look like that in real life.
Actually, you might be right.
He's like an Erica Knuckles the Arachnid.
The Arachnid.
The Arachnid.
I'm pretty sure that's a spider.
Yeah, that's the those things that killed
They're
in
big
Mass
fluffy
Effect.
Rabbit squirrels, basically.
Okay. Looks like a bunny squirrel.
Yeah.
It's like a fat squirrel with bunny ears.
But they're really sweet and cool.
Dang. I'd like a chinchilla. Yeah, that's not Knuckles.
That's.
To be fair, Sonic doesn't look like a fucking hedgehog.
What
either.
Did y'all say he's an echidna? Is that what y'all said?
Yeah, he's an echidna.
That's probably right.
That's,
yeah.
That makes way more sense than an arachnid. Because
yeah,
he's
that's
not
a,
that.
That's a spider.
No, that's what my mind went to was in Mass Effect.
Sonic the Hedgehog and Knuckles the spider.
Everybody's like, what the fuck is this series?
Knuckles is an echidna, yeah.
Okay.
Knew it. Nailed it. Number one Sonic fan.
I honestly just thought he was a hedgehog too.
No, you didn't.
I don't know what these little blue and red and yellow men are.
You need to brush up on your Sonic news.
Tails
a fox. He's a fox with two tails.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, yeah.
it's as simple as they come. I can't remember if Amy must just be another hedgehog.
She's got to be.
What
so
about
her and
Cream?
Sonic can
Cream's
get it
a bunny, right?
Cream's a bunny. And then the chows are just fucking devil aliens.
Aren't they just like their
Satan
pets?
Satan made.
Aren't the chows their pets pretty much?
You can make them angels or devils.
And in Sonic Adventure 2, you could feed them different fruits and they'd go to either heaven or hell. And when me and Mary were kids, Mary like accidentally left one of the devil fruits out and her started eating it, and then we couldn't find it, and then we went down into like hell and her thing was just like fucking in there just burning by itself. it was good time. Sonic, good
hey,
game.
Mary.
Good games.
We were just talking about Sonic and how you made yours go to hell.
You sent your chow to hell.
In Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, remember? Yeah, heaven and hell. And then, you know, one went to hell and the other one went to heaven.
Yeah. So either way, emotional support squirrel.
Yeah.
I guess that's a thing, and you can't bring them on planes. So for future reference,
learn
for anyone
lessons,
who has
people.
One out there, don't travel.
You can't
stay
say
in
we
your
never,
house with your squirrel.
You can't say we never prepared you for any real life stuff.
Exactly.
Speaking of other people getting removed from a plane, Tara Reid just got taken off because they told her to put her dog carrier up there, and she interpreted that as put your dog in the overhead bin.
So she put her dog in the overhead bin?
No, she got escorted off the plane. They were telling her to put the carrier up there, and the dog can stay at her feet or in the chair with her, and she just got non-compliant, and you can't talk to your airplane staff like that.
Yeah, they'll throw you off real quick.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What a treasure.
All right, people, go on planes and behave. You know, sit down, open up your Sky Mall magazine, and
enjoy the miracle of flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's the best we can do.
Be thankful
that
thing takes off and lands.
Yeah, so that's all we really have for something stupid. And so I guess we don't, since I, like I said earlier, there was not too much like super, super interesting stuff. So we're just going to go through like each category and name all the stuff that we even found kind of interesting this week.
Yeah, the world kind of stood still this week.
Yeah.
Sort of.
But don't worry, because The Rock is still in the news somehow. So that always.
Goodness.
That's one thing
I feel
you can
like that's
on.
The only thing you can always count on
is
him
he
just
in the
being
news?
Able,
is it his show?
No, it's the Hobbs and Shaw. Anyway, you know what? I'll get into that real quick. But first of all, we're going to start with like, well, we usually do rapid fire. Okay. them.
What?
You just get them freaking, I don't know what you were just
doing. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But we usually do our rapid fire stuff, so you're not going to hear us like speed through everything and then hear me completely fail at it every time.
I feel like even though we didn't get much feedback on rapid fire news, I feel like it's because anybody listening to it probably just turned it the fuck off and was like, that's not how I'm getting my news. I'm not listening to people try to cover an hour's worth of stuff in 20 seconds.
That was my favorite part. Man.
Oh, Nick.
Now I get to be a part of it at least.
Well, yeah, but you don't get to be a part of it.
Yeah, we canned
it. We're not doing rapid
fire. Fuck yeah. That's my way of saying I think it's canned.
Yeah. So anyway, so you want to just go into the movies then? Because that's the first we got on here. And I feel like it's the most, like always. But yeah, that's what I was saying. So they did the first look at Idris Elba. And the Hobbs.
Idris.
Do I ever say that right? I don't know.
Is it Idris?
I always thought it was Idris.
You can just say it any way you want.
I say Idris Elba, and then people told me I was wrong, so I started saying it Idris Elba.
I don't know what it is, honestly.
And apparently I'm still wrong. So, either way, though,
cares.
He's the villain in Hobbs vs. Shaw, and they, like, showed the first picture of him.
Hobbs vs. Shaw.
Hobbs v. Shaw.
Is it not Hobbs vs. Shaw?
I'm going to go on a rant real quick. Okay. I feel like ever since Dawn of Justice came out, everybody feels the need when they're saying versus now to just put a V. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. That was a stylistic choice for that movie, and then everybody's just like, oh, that's cool. Huh?
That's how it is in court.
And in court.
Yeah.
And, I mean, in court and in Dawn of
people
Justice.
People didn't think that was cool, though, because when the title came out, people were like, huh?
Like, you also save money on character count, like, just putting the V.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Instead of putting, like, VS.
Well, that's how the word color in English, it's got the O-U-R.
Uh-huh.
In English, in American English, our old newspapers cut the U out to save money on print.
Yeah, so people wouldn't say color.
What a bunch of stingy fucks back in the day.
Stingy, yeah.
Can you imagine if we all just started saying color? Because I feel like that's how people would
pronounce it. There's more words like that. I can't.
Armor.
Yeah.
Where they just took the U out because they were just like, we want to spend less money on print.
Yep. Newspaper.
Hey, that's why we're number one.
Kind of like how Harry Potter in the UK
richest country in the world.
I'm not getting in this competition.
Where they just like, fuck it, we want to spend a bunch of money
They had the Philosopher's Stone. Americans don't know what the philosophers are, so we have the Sorcerer's
Stone. Oh, that's too big of a word for Americans.
We had true magic.
That's crazy.
We probably just knew about Sorcerer's Stone because of Mickey.
Mm.
So I feel like they're like, oh, those dumb Americans are obsessed with Disney, and you're like, you're right. So,
wow.
I'm just assuming. Anyway, though, yeah. What's the title of the movie? Because I
probably
don't know.
That.
It's just Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah. For some reason, I thought they were fighting. But they team up, and then they fight Idris. They fight Elba.
Different that
time. Because I never know which
Elbow.
One is right. but yeah, they showed like the first picture of him. That's it.
What
it was in
like?
Black
what
and
was
white.
It,
it looked kind of cool, actually.
I kind of wish they would have just saved him for the Fast and the Furious movies and not.
I'll tell you what, I don't really care about this movie.
I don't, but I'll see it.
I'm not going to not see it, but
yeah,
I just don't really care about it.
Yeah, I mean, they decided to put the other ones on hold, so you have to.
But
like,
aren't
okay,
there two Shaws? Which Shaw is it going to be?
Wait, which other Shaw is it?
Wasn't there.
There's Deckard Shaw, and then there's.
Sebastian Shaw? No, that's something
No, there's Deckard Shaw, who is played by Jason Statham. I think the other one's name is. Might be Lucas Shaw. I think his name starts with an L, but he is the man that was in Beauty and the Beast as Gaston. He's the other Shaw. They
Oh,
I thought y'all
Dracula too.
Josh. No, not.
No, his name's not Josh. I know who you're talking about.
Oh my god. It sounds
Lucas?
Who is he in Fast and the Furious though?
He's his brother.
I think he's the one from Six.
One I didn't see.
He's the villain in Six. He ends up getting more or less burned alive, and then they show him in Eight again.
Yeah.
He's alive. He helps Deckard like at some point.
They do,
like,
they do a brotherly team up.
Yeah, they bring him back.
I know now.
He played.
Still talking about the other dude?
Yes.
He was in the new Dracula movie, or not new? That was
forever
ago.
We have just.
I know
lingered.
We're staying.
Luke Evans.
I said
there
Lucas.
We go.
I was close. I feel
okay.
But yeah, I don't. Wait, why are we talking about him?
Because
it doesn't matter.
Which Shaw?
Nick
which
said
Shaw
which Shaw, but it's Jason Statham Shaw.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, all it is I don't know if everyone's seen it, but it's just like this black and white picture of Idris Elba, and he looks cool. That's about it. They didn't really do anything else with it. I think The Rock talked about it a little bit on
his
Twitter.
His name is Owen Shaw.
Owen Shaw, okay. Yeah. Well, I hope he has an appearance.
He was in 6 and 7 and 8. He had a cameo in 7. But that might have been in, like, footage or something. I don't remember.
Who the fuck knows? Who even knows?
We have a special guest here. I'm kidding. The door. Someone's at the
a
door.
A second one?
If someone wants to go, I'll go open it.
Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't even hear it.
While Bailey gets up, we'll proceed. Because we talked about Fast and Furious for about 10 minutes.
It's okay, I'm back.
Okay, go.
So next, I don't know if y'all saw, but the Flash solo film is apparently being delayed till like 2021. So
I say it's being
delayed
for forever because they're just like, why would we even go back?
This is how they can fix it all if they did a Flashpoint movie. But
we've been saying
it, doesn't
it for,
seem like
we've been saying it since
to.
Episode one, my friend. It's not happening.
I've been there.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I just don't think it needs to happen at this point. I think they're just gonna redo everything.
Yeah, they need to fix it all. Like, and I mean,
no, they're gonna just can it all.
Just wasn't the biggest fan of
can everything.
What's his name?
I don't think they are gonna can it though.
You don't?
This movie will probably get made. It just won't be what we want. And it won't be good.
Well then, it's
no.
just so far
right
from now.
Is the time where if it was being made, then they'd be like, we just got to make it by 2021. This shit's irrelevant unless something gets
fixed.
They
have good directors for that movie too. It's the guys that did Game Night. It's one of the guys from Freaks and Geeks, and like his humor and like things that he does would be good for like a Flash movie because like the Flash is sort of like a comical character in the DC
but
universe.
Why would they keep going if everything else has fallen by then? It just doesn't matter.
Don't people like the actor who played the Flash, though?
It's not even
about
that.
I wasn't a fan of him.
People did, yeah.
My thing is, if this whole universe has fallen apart by then, if Batman has left, if Superman has left, they're not going to still make.
He's left the building.
It's like, I think everything else around it crumbles, so it's over. It will be over.
Is Batman officially gone? Because it just seems like there's been a revolving door.
Nothing's ever official in this universe.
I feel like at some point, you just got to be like, Ben Affleck, do you want to do it? No. Okay.
I feel like they didn't.
Goodbye.
Even, well, he's also having like he's like in and out of like alcohol rehab.
Right.
Too, so
I think.
Like,
yeah.
He actually like put on Instagram the other day that he's doing really well.
Good.
He's still buff as fuck for the role. He's still.
He has. Yeah. Some
pictures.
Some pictures came out of him just like walking down the street, and he's like he's jacked as fuck right now. No lie.
But is it so we can keep being
so,
Batman?
Like, some people were like, like.
I was one of those people.
Oh man.
I don't. Yeah.
I think it's. It's
I
done.
Think they're saying 2021 because they're like, that gives us that many years to just wait and see what happens.
That also fucks with the guy that plays Flash. He's in Fantastic Beasts, and they're really starting filming the third one like this summer. So it's like, it messes with like this, like,
yeah, it's
he's going to be booked solid. So it's like,
it's not going to happen.
Well, yeah, so there's that. But there also was the teaser released for Aladdin, which everyone has seen, correct?
Oh, yeah. It looks fucking good.
Tell Everything. You what, the music in that, mwah. I loved it. Loved it. It gave me chills. I don't know why. I just was really excited. I love Aladdin so much. I think that might be... No, actually, never mind. I'm not going to say it's my favorite because every time I do that, I always change my mind. But I think that this one's going to be really good, actually.
Honestly, it does
I've never
cool.
seen Aladdin.
It's really Are you good. Freaking kidding me?
It's okay. You played Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
You
I got
played
the
Kingdom Hearts, but you've never...
No lie. If you've played Kingdom Hearts and you watch the teaser for Aladdin... Everything in it is from King is like what yeah. is like part of Kingdom
Hearts. Shot Mark.
For shot. I mean, in a way, I just mean like the locales. You know, it's.
I think this movie would be cool though, because like I don't know, with Guy Ritchie's style.
Oh yeah, I think it'll be really cool.
It'll probably be pretty cool, and I want to see that Blue Will Smith. You know.
Yeah, I think
it'll,
him being
it'll be a CGI
genie is like probably the thing that's getting everyone the most excited. Isn't he? I think he's the one that like dropped the teaser too. Maybe.
I don't know.
I could be making that up.
Who, Will Smith?
This is where you get your news from, though. So,
Jasmine is played by the girl that played the Pink Ranger in the new Power Rangers movie.
Also, in Lemonade Mouth on Disney Channel.
Dang, what a show. Oh, movie. What a movie. So. Weren't they the band?
Yeah.
The band Lemonade Mouth?
Yeah.
And they had that girl from Good Luck Chuck?
Yes. Good Luck Charlie?
Whoever.
Close enough.
Jessica Alba?
No. Jessica Alba was not in a Disney Channel original movie.
No, it was that blonde
Good Luck
Chuck. Girl.
Oh.
No, from Good Luck Charlie.
Oh, Bridget. Okay. Bridget.
I don't even know Mindler. What Lemonade Mouth is. Bridget I think
Mindler,
I was out
I
of the Disney.
Yeah, most people probably were.
That's why
I don't know why. I always know the cast.
Yeah, that's why
from
I know
movie.
None of this. It's because I'd already checked out.
Anyway, though, so yeah, I'm excited for Aladdin. There also apparently is going to be a Tom and Jerry live action animated hybrid movie. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Well, now you know.
This is news to me.
This is how you get
do
your
you know,
news.
Yeah, I know. This is how I find out everything, actually. Tyler, you put this. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, apparently it's supposed to be kind of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit style, Space where Jam? It's like, yeah, like kind of like that, but with Tom and Jerry, and then it's directed by Christopher Columbus, who did the first two Harry Potter movies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was that third Looney Tunes movie where they're in the forest? With
Back in Action?
With Brendan Fraser?
Yeah. Dang, more guests?
Oh, we just have everybody coming today.
Who could be there?
I don't know. It's a surprise. This is my apartment, and I have no clue. Anyway, so also, wait, this was so cool, the whole Reddit user thing.
Dang, more packages to the bus HQ.
Oh, hey.
Is that fan mail?
It kind of scared me. I don't know why.
She was like yelling, but it's just a shirt that I ordered, so it went to the wrong apartment.
Yep.
No.
Typical.
Anyway, but the Reddit user thing where like somebody on Reddit posted like the whole explanation of the trailer.
Man, this is what we should have spent 10 minutes on.
I know. I didn't even see that you put this.
Oh yeah, no. So basically, if you're into Avengers 4 rumor mill type things, some dude on Reddit posted this whole thing where he claims he's got some in and he's seen the trailer for the fourth Avengers that they said was, you know, whatever, it was gonna come out at some point. The interesting thing about this, because I know what you're thinking, people, passengers, you're thinking anybody can post something on Reddit, right? They just post whatever they want. It's fan fiction. Thanos and Iron Man are probably fucking each other. Like, this is fake shit. This is fake news that you're putting in my ears. Yeah, like DeviantArt. But it got taken down. And word is that Marvel execs were pissed.
Jesus.
Yeah. Mm. And it even got brought up on Jimmy Fallon. And they bleeped out whatever Mark Ruffalo said. But people are saying, like, I don't know, this shit might be real. But anyway, to not get into, like, I'm not going to read out, like, the entire trailer. Because if this is real, you don't need to hear me spoil it, you know, months before you see it. But a lot of it contains really cool shit, if it is real. And the title, according to it, would be Avengers Annihilation.
Which meshes
with the double A theme that we have seen tweeted by the Russo brothers, is much cooler than Avengers
Assemble. Forever.
Yeah. Assemble, which there was that whole thing where like, oh, well, the first one in the Ukraine was named Avengers Assemble or whatever. But yeah, no, I kind of like it. I mean, I've been the advocate of like, I think this movie should just be called Endgame. But I think Annihilation's a really cool.
It's like, if it wasn't going to be Endgame, the only other word I would like to be used is Annihilation.
Yeah, it's like similar.
And it also is based off a comic run, too, that involves like the whole cosmic element of it and Thanos and stuff like that. So it wouldn't be that weird.
Wouldn't be like far off. But the fact that they like took it down from Reddit, because I mean, they don't do that often, right?
Oh yeah, that's something serious, it seems like.
Yeah.
So,
well, unless I mean, their argument might be like, oh, this is slander. None of this is anywhere near real. Take it down. But I don't know.
I put this on here. It's a couple below what you just read, but
it ties in with it.
It involves Reddit.
Was it the post of the toy box?
Yeah, there was a toy box. If y'all haven't seen it, of like,
that is 100% real.
It shows on the back of the toy box. It shows Thor and Rocket in new costumes, and they have like white, it's like white suits.
And the very interesting thing about that, did you read the text on it?
No, I did not.
There's a part on there that refers to a new villain or something like that, a new threat. I can't remember the exact wording of it, but I think it's like Rocket and Thor use blah, blah, blah to take down an even like greater threat than Thanos. And so what could that be? There are people that say, because I don't read the Marvel comics, but apparently in the Annihilation comic run, and I'm going to mispronounce this dude's name because I've never heard this word before, but there's a villain called Annihilus. Annihilus? It's some play on Annihilation, but he's like the fucking big bad end all.
Over Thanos?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Interesting.
So,
God. I mean, this Infinity War kind of ended with like a good Annihilation. I mean, if you haven't seen it, sorry.
No, it's all right. We've gotten past the point of apologizing for Infinity War spoilers on this show.
All right, cool. Yeah, I mean, I felt annihilated after Infinity War, but
so you'd go into Annihilation feeling this is accurate.
Hoping there'd be something a little more hopeful, but hey, I'm still excited.
No, but you see, that's the thing. Endgame and Annihilation are cool ass names that need to be like, they're the words that make you want to like, the shit's gonna end. good and slightly bad at the same time, because there's something, someone's dying, someone big's dying, we all know that
someone's
gonna die. I guess we don't know for sure, but like, it's gonna be people that we've been following this entire time. My bet is that it's gonna be Kat, but whatever.
Well, that goes into the next point. Chris Evans said what I tweeted does not spoil anything.
But what did he tweet?
He tweeted it was done.
And see, that's the way I took it too, was just that he was saying, like, this is my last shot as Cap. Yeah. Like, that doesn't mean he's dead. That just means his contract is up and he's probably not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean Cap has a bad ending.
Basically,
it doesn't, but I just thought that before all of that even happened.
Yeah, he came out and said, like, what I tweeted, like, doesn't spoil anything. Like, I would have tweeted this years ago, even if, like, you know what I mean?
I guess my thing is, I'm not saying he's not going to die. But, yeah, it's just, like, when he tweeted that, it wasn't like, oh, proof he's dead. It's oh, proof the movie's done filming.
My mom thinks he's going to die.
I think a lot of people
do. I think a lot of people do, yeah.
But I'm on that train.
I think it's more like no one thought he was going to continue, or like not a lot of people really thought he was going to continue playing Captain America forever. Like, I don't think Robert Downey Jr. is going to be Iron Man much longer either.
Bring back Johnny Storm.
Also that, we could reboot Fantastic Four again. So.
Nope, doesn't work.
Yeah. So
we've seen the end result. Doesn't work.
Staying on the Avengers train, though, you got the first, I don't know if y'all saw it, but the first look at the Spider-Man suit from Far From Home.
Yeah, and it looks fucking cool.
It does look really cool.
Because they replaced the blue with black.
Yeah.
And then the spider logo on his back is white.
Love that. Like, I think they finished filming it, too.
They did. Yeah, that's why Tom Holland posted the picture, because they wrapped it.
Because he's a notorious spoiler, I think. I think they intentionally
left it. That's crazy we're getting a Spider-Man movie this summer.
Yeah. That's weird. I forget about that. It'd be cool. Howie's alive? I don't know.
When do they show a trailer for that?
Howie's alive?
Here's my thing. I can't remember if we talked about it before, but I hope they just wait. I hope
they should.
They come out with some kind of teaser, because they'll have to, but it hints at what we all know, but it doesn't explicitly show this person that is supposed to be dead, like canonically in your universe. Yeah. And then just wait until Infinity War and then just drop the trailer and just be like, here you go.
Speaking of trailers, when does the Avengers Annihilation trailer, when is that supposed to happen?
Well, I don't know, but I think there's been rumors that it will be... There was some rumor circulating around that it was going to come out this week, which I...
Guess not
if you
anymore.
Believe that, you're dumb, because obviously. But I think the kind of going thing is we'll probably see one before the end of the year.
They should show it on Monday Night Football, since no Star Wars movie this year.
That's what I would say.
That'd be so tight.
Okay, that's what, like, 100% what I would say, because it gives it the platform that it, like, obviously everybody's waiting to see what this is going to be, stuff like that. You know, it would be really cool if nobody knows the title for sure until the trailer comes out, and then you just see it at the end. I don't know what Marvel will try to do. That may be, like, too hard to keep quiet, especially if Annihilation ends up being it and it's already kind of, like, leaking out. I feel like Marvel would just be like, let's jump ahead of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think giving it a platform like Monday Night Football would be really cool, because it works for the Star Wars movies. People get hyped as shit for those, so... We'll just have to see.
Yeah.
Maybe they, I don't know, they might not, though. They might keep it a Star Wars thing. You know what I mean? Like an episodic Star Wars thing for Monday Night Football. I don't know.
Who knows?
When did they show Infinity War?
That just came out randomly on, like, during
I think, because most trailers do just come out. I think, you know? Wars gets its platform.
I want to say it came out in November. Like, the trailer was, like, the trailer played before The Last Jedi, I remember. So, I mean, like, they had showed it maybe in November or so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, either way, apparently it's gotten spoiled, and so they're now probably trying to redo the entire trailer, and then we're not going to get one for, like, months
from
now.
Scrap it, Russo brothers, come back, new
they're,
movie.
They're, like, so pissed off new that name. It got leaked.
Well, Marvel's misled with their trailers before, like Infinity War, they showed Hulk and all
that. Oh, yeah. They'll do it again. I think that's becoming more
of a common
thing.
I think that's a Disney thing, because even, like, Star Wars, there's stuff that's in the trailer that's not in the movie. Like, in The Last Jedi trailer, there's stuff that's not cut, like, that was in the trailer. Same thing with The Force Awakens, like, or, like, people saying different lines, or, like, lines changing and stuff like that.
Right.
Like, they do
it's just a cool way of throwing you off and, like, not giving away everything in a trailer, but still making it look cool.
True. All right, y'all want to scoot on over to TV?
Yeah, we need to.
Okay. So, the first thing is, like, I'm pretty sure it's just fake. Like, I'm not sure how real this is, but they're saying that Richard Madden, a.k.a. Rob Stark, is reportedly in talks to be James Bond.
He is not. I feel like he's not a big enough actor.
No. And
or at least not.
Well, the thing is, like, I saw this headline, and I saw it a couple places, and then I looked it up again, and it was like, yeah, this is probably a rumor.
There's no point in even, like, talking about the next James Bond right now when we've got like
another movie.
Yeah, we've got another Daniel Craig movie that's like not even started filming yet, right?
It's not even there. No, yeah, it hasn't.
Yeah, like we just got the director for that.
Well, apparently this is like going all over the place, and everybody's like making fake videos because he was in like one movie where he was a spy type of character, so people are comparing it to that, and now they're saying they want him to be.
Yeah, it's just more of the same. It's just like I've been talking about Henry Cavill and talked about Idris for so long.
The only movie I've ever seen him in, besides Game of Thrones, like a. Cinderella, like the live-action Cinderella.
Yeah, the live-action Cinderella. Okay. But yeah,
he's also a short guy, too, to be playing that role, isn't he? He's relatively tiny.
I don't know. How tall are
I honestly don't know.
I have no clue.
How tall is Daniel Craig?
He's kind of small, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Now you're calling me
out
on that.
Point proven.
Right, breaking down the walls. James Bond can be anybody.
So I saw this earlier in the week, too, and I actually got super excited about this. But apparently there's a Dracula series coming to Netflix, and it's done by the same people who did the Sherlock series. And I am so freaking pumped
That.
I am
that
so excited. I think it's going to be great.
It probably will be.
Height. Sorry.
They're the same height?
Same height?
They're 5'10".
5'10"? Okay.
Yeah, so... I mean, you don't have to be too tall to be Bond.
Damn, Kit Harington's only 5'8".
Yeah, Kit Harington, I know, is short. And I was just thinking in reference to him and Kit, Richard Madden and Kit.
Oh, because brothers. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So Dracula, that's going to be super cool. I want that now, actually. And it makes sense because we're not going to get another season for Sherlock.
You'll think?
Like maybe 2 years.
I feel like Cumberbatch is so busy.
That's the thing. Both him and Martin Freeman are like constantly doing stuff. So I feel like it'll be at least another year and a half.
Right.
Because I don't
when
even think
when was the last one.
Last year.
Okay.
So it takes what 3 years?
Yeah.
For them to come out with.
I guess I thought you were saying that you didn't think they'd make another.
Oh no,
one
I think I think they'll only do one more though.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
When is Dracula supposed to happen?
No idea. They just announced this. Okay. So, but apparently it's going to be on
speculation.
BBC and then also, it's like BBC and Netflix, which is, that's the same thing
that
Sherlock
works.
Did.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be amazing because I love the way Sherlock was done and anything with Dracula is cool. So,
can I read this next one?
Yeah, sure.
Iron Fist, canceled.
That's it. We don't even need to worry about it.
Ruling confirmed, done in the books.
It's the first Netflix show to be... Like, isn't it the first Netflix Marvel show to be canceled?
Yeah,
first
Marvel,
like, just straight
show.
Up canceled?
Well, I mean, spoiler alert, when you come out and say you're not going to make another Defenders, I feel like you're just cutting off the
cutting
tips of
Fist.
All your threads, and they're just going to,
that's true.
It just becomes like, okay, so do I care anymore? Did I ever care?
I mean, with the new season for Jessica Jones and...
Tyler did.
You cared for Iron Fist ice cream scoop.
When they announced Iron Fist was canceled, Tyler wept.
I'm pretty sure I literally texted y'all Iron Fist got canceled. LOL. I mean, I watched the first season and like, it wasn't good, but like, it was watchable. But it was by no means good, and it was definitely a waste of time. But the second season was only 10 episodes, which I think all the Marvel shows should.
They
do.
They should be. Yeah.
So that's one thing that they should take from that.
Was it better than Daredevil season 2?
What?
Iron Fist season 1.
How?
No.
No way.
No. I thought you were hesitating for a second. I was just like, how?
No, the first half of season 2 of Daredevil, I still really love.
Okay.
But yeah, so no more Iron Fist. Sorry for all those Iron Fist lovers.
It's not even that it was bad. It was just fucking weird.
I mean, it's...
It's just weird.
There's just no point to it.
It's like you're watching and you're like, this is fucking weird. Everything's off. That's why it's not good.
Just because everything's off?
Yes, every character is just a weirdo. Every character's a weirdo. Danny Rand's just like,
Who's that?
Just,
that's the main dude?
Yeah, he's just like very flustered all the time. And like, I don't know, it's just weird.
I think this is going to help them like keep their sights lined up with how much they have going on in the actual Marvel universe, like in the cinematic stuff.
Yeah,
like because it's supposed to be in the same place.
Well, yeah, I think they just try to do too much.
Yeah.
Like it works in the movie so well, but then coming out with an entire Netflix series that they wanted to have do the same thing and not fleshing out all of that as much, I don't think it.
I'll never forget when Infinity War ended. Nick leaned over and goes, "What happened to Luke Cage?"
I mean, we still don't have an answer yet.
I mean, that's the other like inherent problem with these the Marvel TV shows, right? Because like you have one of the like biggest things to happen to a world in Infinity War, and then you have all these shows, like not just the like straight up Netflix ones, but like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and everything. Like how do you work that into the story? How do you just ignore that?
What if like in Daredevil or something in like the new season they go, yeah, all of Iron Fist's clan completely gone from the snap.
Oh, and Foggy's gone. Sorry.
No, Foggy's one that survives too.
Foggy's like the only.
But he's like, don't worry, guys, we got Foggy.
Rosario Dawson just dissipates in the middle of surgery.
Yeah, like all the people they're like trying to just like who aren't going to be in the shows anymore, they just all disappeared from the snap.
Yeah, I don't know.
And don't come back.
I feel like if all those shows were like lined up to come out right after Infinity War, then they could have done a cool thing for like this entire year. It could just be like if they just had like new content coming out constantly and it was all being affected by Thanos, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like a leftovers kind of thing.
Yeah. And just like, and just work it into the plot for each show if you're committed to like everything being in the same universe. But I mean, the time's already kind of passed.
They're just
going to
say it
now.
Takes place a little before.
Yeah.
That's just what they're going to argue.
You bitched out, Marvel.
All right, I'm going to speed through these next couple ones. But we got the first look photo at HBO's Watchmen series, which is super cool just because I'm glad we're starting to see more from that.
Looks
I'm
fucking
really
cool.
Excited for that show. The Alfred prequel show called Pennyworth is in the works, which I'm saying it like that because I don't understand the point of having this show.
There's none.
Hard pass.
Pennyworth.
Oh, it's funny too because you put Penny Wordy.
Yeah, I know.
But, I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
I don't. I'm glad we get a
yeah,
prequel
you
for
typo
Alfred.
You typo at least once every episode.
That's true.
Wow, what the fuck, do
I? Are you shocked?
Do I?
Yeah, I think. You're pink, right?
Well, the audit, like I don't know. The autocorrect in this doc app is just weird.
Yeah. Well, Penny Wordy.
Either way, we get to see more of Alfred. So
I don't care
that's
how
what everybody
Alfred
wanted.
Met fucking Thomas Wayne. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And becomes a butler? We get to see someone become a butler.
It's a very dumb idea.
But yeah, so also the Conners premiered Tuesday night, and they titled it Keep On Truckin', and then killed it off for Roseanne with an accidental overdose.
Wow.
People are saying it was good, so go fucking figure.
They probably just made a bunch of jokes throughout the entire show of, like, Roseanne not being there, and then they're like, oh yeah, she also... did drugs and died.
Weird. I guess I would need to watch it to fully comment on this, but
you watch like 9 seasons of fucking Roseanne. It's dumb.
But doesn't in the actual Roseanne, doesn't John Goodman die?
Yeah.
And then they just retconned all that to make the new show anyway?
Apparently he died, and then when they came back to make the new show, yeah, they said it was a dream.
At some point, in the show, John Goodman has a heart attack, and then there's another season of the show, and then at the end of the last season, you find out she's been, like, the whole season's been her just, like, writing in her book as if, like, everything was happy.
Oh, okay.
And, like, he's actually been dead the whole time. And then when the new Roseanne show rebooted or whatever, it was kind of just, like, he woke up and they retconned it, like, oh, that was a terrible fucking dream that I died. And that's how they just, like, said, fuck it.
Oh,
and now
man.
She's actually dead.
Not in real life, though. She's still kicking somewhere.
Still tweeting off Ambien stuff.
I don't think she has a Twitter anymore.
Yeah, I think
there's no way she could keep that.
I think Twitter was like, yeah, nah, hey, yo, you're done.
All right, so next, moving on to video games. That's all we got for TV. So I don't know if y'all saw I'm sorry. I just watched Matt bite his mic.
No,
so
I got close to biting.
You
it.
Did. The new Spider-Man suits for the DLC that's coming out, they like showed the pictures
for
it.
Really
they
look
really good. Love that.
DLC dropping on the 23rd.
Black
Didn't,
Cat.
Wasn't aware
the heist.
Of that.
Still no New Game Plus, though. I kind of hope they get that out before the DLC.
There's no way. At this point, right?
They could do it together, yeah.
Yeah, but since it comes out, so unless it was just like a shadow drop, it's like, hey, New Game Plus, too. Because they could.
Because I think that was supposed to be out with release. Like, I think it was one of the day one patches, and then they took it out to keep working on it.
Oh, really?
I want to say so. I'm not 100% on that.
It's weird.
The Stanley Parables Don't Play for 5 Years achievement can now be unlocked today.
What is that?
There was an achievement. I think it's called Get Some, like, Go Outside or something like that. And it was just like, stop playing this game, don't turn it on for 5 years, and then you can get
five
this achievement.
Years?
I think it was a Steam game, too.
Yeah, it's been 5 years now. So if you actually didn't play it for that long, you can go and get your
achievement. That's kind of cool. It's like a time capsule, but for a video game.
Yep.
And then you open it up, and you don't see your past or anything. You just get an achievement. So
apparently there were like ways to just hack it and just get it, though. But for anybody, you know, any
leave
of you
it to
that
the, all the cheats.
That obeyed the law, you can go get it.
Also, Sean Bean is a target in the new Hitman, so he will indeed die in another role once again, because he dies in literally every role.
That's why I think that's so funny.
It is funny.
It's like, you don't even have to wait and know. It's Hitman, so you know you're going to kill him.
It's going to be gratuitous death.
I remember one time we were talking, we were like, you know, Sean Bean didn't die in The Martian, but he did lose his job.
Survived in Percy Jackson, too. Played Zeus.
Oh, my God, he did.
I didn't even know he was in that.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot he was Zeus, but now I see.
But he mostly dies, and he's dying in this,
oh,
too.
He always dies, yeah.
But I think he should just lean into that role at this time.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's, it's become such a thing now, yeah. Right?
Why Brandon Lucas?
You skipped one, but I was deleting that because I don't think there's a real story there.
Oh, okay. There's an exclusive Taco Bell Xbox One.
It was Taco Bell X1?
X-Force like One gen, yeah. Taco Bell. Yeah.
I mean, it looks good. I saw this Xbox earlier online.
Yeah, and when
it
looks pretty good. When you turn
it
on, it like rings the bell.
Oh, my God. Oh, I know that. That's really cool.
It just looks like, is it purple?
I think it's like silver.
No, it's still, yeah, it's like white silverish. It's just got the Taco Bell logo, and then it just.
Why?
You can win it. I don't think you can buy it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Taco Bell always, like, there's always, I think there was one for PS4 too, like forever ago.
Really? That's kind of cool. I didn't know.
I think so.
It's just funny because, like, the Xbox haters in the comments for stories like this will be like, we haven't had a good exclusive in years, but we got a fucking Taco Bell PS or Xbox.
I mean.
Silver lining.
Hey, because it's silver. Get it? He probably wasn't meaning to do that, but I took it that way. So anyway, that's it. That's all we got for video games. We also have, apparently, the Big Bird actor, Carol Spinney, is calling it quits, retiring after playing for 50 years. R.I.P. And the funny thing is, we talked about Big Bird last week.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were asking if we thought that Big Bird was a furry.
He heard the podcast.
He was
outed.
Fuck that. I'm done. I've done this for 50 years. I've given it my all. And then
I got these little shits talking about me being a freaking furry.
What if? What if he just got on YouTube one night?
I don't want to be responsible for that, man.
I wonder when the last time anybody made a video and tagged Big Bird was. Oh, missed the bus. Oh. I'm done.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's great though.
Do you think he's gonna get to keep the costume?
They have to.
Dang, 50 years is big.
They have to
let
him keep
it. Probably got one hanging up in his house.
Yeah, for his furry parties.
You think after doing that for 50 years, you'd even want to see the costume anymore?
Yeah, because I'd just be like, dude. I mean, this is why I was.
Yeah, I feel like
this is the life I lived.
I feel like big costume actors are very proud of that because it's like Peter Mayhew with Chewbacca's like that too. Like he doesn't have doing it anymore because he's physically like he just can't. But like he's still like he promotes the fuck out of everything. Like
yeah, I'd be proud of it.
I bet you they have like this whole sad like Big Bird episode 2 where they're like telling him bye, even though Big Bird's still going to be around.
Yeah,
so never mind. I don't know how that would work out.
Because then the kids would be like, Mommy, why are they telling Big Bird bye? And then they'd have to be like, oh, the soul inside of his skin is leaving, but a new one's going to come back and possess Big Bird.
Yeah, man. The kids
but I don't,
have, like,
you know,
a...
Sesame Street, it tackles some real shit. I don't think it'll get into that.
Yeah, I don't think
are they
going
to unmask Big Bird?
That's the last thing they show. He's teaching the kids something, and then he's just like, oh, and
they just rip the head off.
I'm an old man, and I'm done.
I'd actually think that'd be pretty funny. And then the kids would learn something. Like, nothing in life is real. And then they go into all that.
Oh, my God.
That's the lesson.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing. But, yeah, so that's all we have for the news. Again, not too meaty.
It was not a meaty news week. That's why we spent 10 minutes talking about Hobbs v. Shaw.
Which I don't even think they fight each other.
That's why it's Hobbs and Shaw.
So, yeah, I don't know. Do we have any listener mail or YouTube comments?
Yeah, we got two. This is awkward because one of them is literally from the man who we called up 10 minutes before the episode. And we're like, hey, you want to be on this week?
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that.
It's okay because it looks like, Nick, you just sent us a recipe for crab meat au gratin.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Dang. Does that mean you're going to make that soon?
Oh, don't get your hopes up. I mean, if y'all buy the crab, I'll put it together.
Dude, I'll buy the crabs. Can we just make au gratin with like something cheaper than crab?
So potatoes?
Because as good as the crab meat was,
I mean,
it was amazing.
Do it with potatoes.
I was going to say, like, there were other good parts of that dish. I feel like if the cheese and everything else, if it tasted like that, I would be down with if, you know.
I can make it happen. I can make something happen.
Yeah. Put some potatoes in there.
So, yeah.
Or, you know what? Let's just buy it and get more crab meat. Send Miss the Bus crab meat if you like the show and you want to support us. We're not asking for your money. We're just asking for you.
For some all, good all old crab meat. So we can have some nice dip. So yeah, we have that. And is there another email?
Yeah. Omar Zaki wrote into the show. I wonder who that is. He said, good morning, ladies and gents. Have y'all seen Titans? If so, what did y'all think of it in this new direction they're heading in? I
can honestly say
it.
I have not paid attention to any of the Titans stuff.
There's been one episode. I'll try and let's save it for next week.
You'll have watched it by then?
Oh,
there you go.
Omar. I'll do it. I'll take the plunge.
Tyler will take the plunge for us and then, watch it by next week.
Yeah.
God save his
soul. I am confused, though, because it is the first episode, so how can it be a new direction quite yet?
I was very confused by the question. I don't know.
Unless it's just a new direction from the trailer, because the trailer looked like an abomination.
So I guess if it's getting better reviews, I don't know. Yeah. It might be going in a new direction.
I'm not against the show if it does change course and gets
I'm not against
better.
It if it ends up being good.
Yeah.
I don't like the way the characters look, really, quite frankly.
Robin's the only one that looks cool, but then he's got to say stuff like "fuck Batman."
I'm not big on Robin.
I think his costume.
Okay,
cool.
Comparatively though, right?
Have you seen Beast Boy more than Robin?
Beast Boy makes me want to like bash my head up against the wall. I hate the way he looks.
I hate how he looks. I hate how Starfire looks.
Raven.
I don't even like how Raven looks.
Yeah, she doesn't.
I think Robin's the only one that like. If I had no other context to the show, just a picture of Robin, I'd be like, okay.
Okay, so far, I guess it's based on one episode. On Rotten Tomatoes, critically 82, audience 80.
Yeah, I've been seeing like mediocre and like mediocre plus.
Mediocre is probably the highest.
But with TV, most really good things have like 100.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
If you're going on Rotten Tomatoes for TV shows, you kind of just 100 or bust.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know how to gauge that.
Yeah, so that's all we have for emails. So y'all should email us some more stuff, not about Titans, because none of us have watched it, but send us something.
It's okay. Tyler's going to take the plunge.
He's going to take that plunge, but if you want to hear about something else, email us at missthebuspod@gmail.com.
I'm just going to shout out Omar. What's up, man?
Also, hey.
How you doing, man?
But yeah, so we have anything else with that?
No, I think that is the end of
Den.
The of
No
the
iTunes reviews.
No, because people just whatever.
All right.
You don't want to love us on iTunes. That's fine.
Have y'all looked for Google Play reviews?
I haven't because I don't have an Android. So well, I just assumed. But you know what? Good point. What if everybody's been reviewing
just
us on the Google
just
Play
blowing
store,
up on the store,
and we've just been like oblivious to it
this
Fuck,
entire
man.
Time?
Tell
we've
you
just
what,
had
this
no
Apple
clue.
Versus Android rivalry, it's good for no one.
It isn't. All of us should join together and leave us reviews on iTunes. Because
make
that's
one
all
phone.
Check.
Just call it the phone.
The phone?
Yeah. Just be done with it all.
Yep. There's no connections to anything. But yeah. So again, I guess that's all we got. This is all we have for this week. So anybody got any last words y'all want to say?
Thanks for letting me back on again.
Oh, yeah, anytime. Nick, it's been a pleasure.
Glad to be here. It's convenient because Nick lives about like 5 minutes from here.
Oh, yeah, just like seven, eight turns.
So when the other guests bail, but then they do show up and sit across from me at a table with their AirPods in and drinking a beer the
a
size of my
40.
Fucking head.
40, good man. Hell yeah.
But yeah, when you get a text saying, hey, I can't make it, then Nick was just like... Dude,
I was ready to go.
Call. I'll come save the world. But then Angela came anyway.
So, this has been episode 28 of Miss the Bus. We are really glad you came to join us. And please come back and join us again next week. Again, you can find us on Spotify. No, wow. I almost said you can find us
we
on Spotify.
We keep doing that.
As if we would be on Spotify, but we won't be. So, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, not Spotify, and SoundCloud. So, find us on there, rate us, leave us a little message, just say hey, in our YouTube comments as well. We love those. So it's been a pleasure, guys.
It Ooh. Really has.
All right. Hasta la vista. All right. I don't even.
Who was that?
Beast.